for. And when I got up there, lo and behold, who do I see but Gordon Smith, who was the chief mine inspector who was handling the whole job. I had photographed Gordon Smith many years ago. He was kind of the foreman of the superintendent of the Gilberton Coal Company up at Gilberton. So we became pretty good friends, you know, through the photographs and all that. And I had, when I got up there, I had to speak graphic, and they were trying to send some mines down the slope and all that, and they would go down part way, they'd have to come back up because there were the gas, you know, and then they're reporting that it was the mine was pretty well blocked up and all that. And then I think I went up the next day, and then Gordon told me, he said, I don't think we'll ever find these men alive, you know. So I think over the weekend or something, Joe Bova, who was the brother of Louis Bova, kind of talked to him and insisted, not insisted, but felt that they should drill a hole this one place, you know, this one area and all that, because he had a pretty good idea of what the mine looked like and where they might be. And I think it was a Saturday, and they decided to build, to drill a 6-inch borehole and all that. And after they got down to about where they thought the mine is, I think they were only down like 300 feet or something like that. I think they got down there, and then they dropped this pipe down into this borehole, and lo and behold, the fella, forget his name, Biros, I think his name was, who hollered down, and he heard a noise, and he got all excited and said, hey, they're alive. The men are alive, so...